your name and organization?
My name is Lyndall Tellington, and I'm here with Wide Angle Youth Media.
And can you go into the description a little bit about your organization, what you do, and what your organization does, and how it's led?
Okay. Wide Angle Youth Media is a program here in Baltimore that provides young people with the opportunity to talk about issues that affect them by using video production as a vehicle to raise awareness about youth issues here in Baltimore.
Okay, and what is your latest projects your organization has done? All the latest things in actions or campaigns?
Okay. Wide Angle Youth Media has a number of programs. It's middle school programs. Lasts about 8 weeks, and they ran through the city's public libraries. And then there's the high school program, Mentoring Video Project, and they develop a television show called Be More TV, B-E-M-O-R-E TV. And basically that television show is all youth-led, is developed by young people, and the concepts, each show has a concept and it lasts about a half hour. And those shows talk about issues that affect youth here in Baltimore, and their latest show talks about gender relations and gender relations between different teenagers here in Baltimore. Right now, as of today, we talked to a few guys here in the Philadelphia Student Union and Baltimore Algebra Project, and we're talking about possibly developing a media team between our organizations and others throughout the throughout this meeting we had here today to focus on different issues that affect education.
Can you tell me how many middle schools are in your program? How much is the community involved, and how do you outreach for your organization?
Actually, I don't know the specific number of middle schools, but Wide Angle has, I think, about four middle school programs that are run through is public libraries, and one program that focuses specifically on the Hispanic community here in Baltimore, and most of those students are middle school or early high school aged.
Okay, the outreach?
Oh, the outreach. We develop a video around a particular community. So, say, for instance, one of the videos that was developed last year was about gang violence in the west side of Baltimore. So the students, having friends who actually affiliate with gangs, actually brought in gang members to speak on camera. And then the videos are eventually screened inside those libraries in front of the community to individuals who sometimes don't understand the realities that some that young people actually have to go through.
Can I ask how you got involved into this organization, and what does media being used by youth in a positive way mean to you?
I got involved with Wide Angle almost 4 years ago. And I was making videos, but I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. I was really like having a serious moment of artist block. Somebody told me about the program, and my mentors, Susan Heyman and Jim Ferrara, just put a camera in my hands and said, talk about whatever you want. And never really thought about it that way. I thought, like, with video, there were specific things you had to talk about. At Wide Angle, I realized that whatever you put into the lens is, like, anybody will accept it. You just have to talk about it in a critical manner. And what I decided to talk about was education. And I worked with the Baltimore Algebra Project for almost a half a year, developing a video about their actions against the state government.
Can I ask why and what are the goals for your organization using media?
Well, I think the goals are to, number one, give youth the opportunity they wouldn't get in the public school system, given the fact that it's inadequately funded. That's one thing. Number two, I think, is to give youth an opportunity to talk about issues that affect them, because I think youth usually don't have the opportunity. When you're at home, I'm not trying to get on the parents at all, but sometimes youth aren't given the opportunity to express themselves in the manner they would like to. So being a part of Wide Angle, I can speak for myself and other youth who have told me they've had the opportunity to talk about issues they want to talk about, things that really affect them, not what the mainstream media says affect youth, because the situations that may affect youth in an inner city may not affect youth that live out in the suburbs. Also, to raise awareness about youth issues, and lastly, show youth that they can be more than what they see on the television.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.